Eurasian expert Paul Goebel is a specialist in the ethnic and religious minorities of the former Soviet Union. He says an examination of the five-day war last August reveals the culpability of leaders on both sides, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev.
The Georgian government acted foolishly, and the Russian government acted criminally. President Saakashvili of Georgia decided to introduce Georgian troops into South Ossetia, recognized internationally as part of his country. When he did so, the Russian government used that as a casus belli to introduce Russian troops into Georgian territory, first into South Ossetia and then into Georgia proper, in the name of supporting Russian peacekeepers, but in fact sending troops across an internationally recognized boundary, which is an act of war. The Russian government recognizes that it has done fairly well in propaganda terms over the last year in convincing many people in Europe and the United States somehow to accept Moscow's view that President Saakashvili caused the war.
As the first anniversary neared, Russian journalist Masha Lipman of the Carnegie Moscow Center says Russian television, which is controlled by the Kremlin, focused on how evil Georgia was and how it was the aggressor.
In time for this anniversary, both sides did their part of propaganda efforts. Georgia, of course, focusing totally on it was Russia which was the aggressor. I don't think actually it makes sense today to really look at who was the first to attack. So I think we still have this fog of war veiling what actually happened a year ago. Details provided by both sides which make it impossible, I think, to figure out what exactly happened. I think the story goes back years, maybe 5 years, before the events erupted in such a dramatic fashion. In Russia, it is seen as Georgia's aggression and as Russia's legitimate action to defend Russian citizens and Russian peacekeepers in South Ossetia.
Levin Tsukharidze, a specialist in international security, is the president of the Association for International Relations in Tbilisi. He says what matters now is focusing on Georgia's current military, economic, and political challenges.
The feeling in Georgia and elsewhere, when you look at the security situation, it is very unstable. The capital actually sits within the artillery range of the Russian forces. Second most important thing is how to recharge economy and get it going again. We want to weather this financial storm today to be able to restart the economy. The third one, I think, is the stabilization of political situation inside the country. The demonstrations in the center of the city are now over, so this These are the three most important issues that require attention.
Mr. Tsukharidze suggests President Saakashvili will likely remain in power until the end of his term, despite opposition efforts to replace him.
I think after all what we have seen, the opposition protest, the government's response, now we see the normalization of the situation when part of the non-parliamentary opposition is agreeing to dialogue, possibly an eventual compromise. And also I think the rescheduling of the local elections in May should change the political calculation of major political forces.
Paul Goebel says there are a number of lessons Washington needs to learn so it can deal effectively with Georgia and other Soviet successor states.
The United States has to recognize that it has to deliver its messages far more clearly and in a single voice than it has up to now. I do not believe that Saakashvili would have done what he did, which was foolish but not criminal, had he not thought, on the basis of comments by the former president, the former secretary of state, that the United States would have no choice but to support him. The second thing is the United States and the Western Europeans have finally got to recognize that there is a government in Moscow which has not accepted 1991 as a final settlement of the Cold War of the Soviet-Western conflict. And as a revisionist power, it constitutes a threat not only in Georgia but around the entire periphery of the Russian Federation.
In fact, shortly after the war with Georgia, President Medvedev laid claim to what he called a privileged sphere of influence in the world. He went on to explain that sphere included not only the states adjacent to Russia's border, but would thereafter include Russia's citizens and commercial interests, wherever those might be. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.